Yeah, 7, you know, the mobile listing on 19. YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
Any DMH mobile.
Kosofsky. Give me a mobile.
So this is RRM and Gaylord. Anybody on here tonight?
This is Romeo, Romeo. Over.
I hear a Romeo, Romeo something out there. It's Roger, 8RRM and Gaylord. Where are you at?
Yeah, this is KBATIN in Lewiston on Winding Road. Over.
But you got a lot of stats coming in with you. Where did you say you're located at, buddy?
Yeah, I'm on Winding Road, just east of Meridian Line in the Alpine area. Over.
Copying you very good. Thank you for coming back, though. This is W8RRM and Gillard, and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
This is KC9YI monitoring 11. This is KC9YI Kilo Charlie 9 Yankee India monitoring 11.
BK 4BZ Global Hot Flop Test.
M9KOP Mobile.
Kilo Delta 86 is in the November. Over.
This is KC9YI, Kilo Charlie 9, Yankee India, monitoring 110.
This is Kilo Delta 86 is in the November. Over.
Oh, thanks for the comeback. I'm not too quick on the calls, so I didn't get your call, but this is Kilo Charlie 9 Yankee India, KC9YI. Name is Scott, and we're visiting from Wisconsin, south of Madison is where we're from. Over.
Yeah, this is Kilo Dash 8, this is in November. I was stationed in the UP right by the border, and that's fun. Over.
Well, that sounds like quite a distance away then. Yeah, you're not full quieting or anything. I must not be very far from the repeater here. We're at a hotel and right here in Mackinac City. And so anyway, just enjoying the nice, comfortable weather and seeing if I can get anybody on the radio.
Yeah, Mackinac City is a fun place. I lived there for about a year and a half, and there is lots of sand. Over.
Well, that's good to know. I haven't talked to a lot of hams up here. I did manage to catch a gentleman this afternoon when I was mobiling up by Whitefish Bay and Whitefish Point there. And so nice to know there's quite a few hams in the area. They must, because you got a number of repeaters. I chose this one because it's from my hometown of Monroe. Our Monroe repeater is on this frequency. So I thought I'd give this one a try.
Yeah, this is KDUJ. I've been wondering about the weather. It's starting to get cloudy. I don't think there's anything severe. Yeah, I'm in Lewiston, in Mount Mentecai, just by Mount Meridian Line. Over.
Yeah, the it's just beautiful evening here. Not a lot of wind and some overcast, but I see a lot of broken clouds, though. So there's some blue out there yet, and a lot of boats going around here. They must have a number of cruises and stuff, and of course the ferries running across to the island. And I was sitting on my balcony at the motel enjoying a little water here, nice cold water. Goes about as good as anything.
You're in my radio station, kind of warm. This is 38 PIN, over.
Yeah, real good. This is KC9YI, and thanks for the comeback. Nice to know that there's some people out here. We'll be monitoring and enjoying the beautiful view here. We're lucky enough to have a room by the lake. I'm not even sure which lake this is. So, I don't know, is this Huron over here, or is this still Superior or some other lake over?
Well, Mercury is on Huron side, and the Fort is on Michigan side. So, the Bobo Island is a big island, and Mackinac Island is a small island. And I talked to somebody from the other island where the lighthouse is on Lake Michigan a couple of weeks ago. Over.
Oh, real good. Yeah, real fine in Lake Michigan. Yeah, we, of course, get over to Lake Michigan quite a bit. We like to go to Door County, Wisconsin, and that's the little thumb there on the state. And between Green Bay and then the rest of Lake Michigan there. And we don't get up here just too often, but it's been quite a few years since we've made it up here, but enjoying the state. And the shipwreck museum today that we took in, I thought was most interesting, and enjoyed seeing the lighthouse and the buildings there, and it was a real enjoyable day. So I'm glad that we made it this far north, and got up to the UP once in, like I say, quite a few years. So anyway, we'll let you go. Thanks for the comeback, and you take care, and maybe we'll catch you again. We're going to be here for a day or so, but anyway, thanks again for the QSO. This is KC9YI. I'll be clear after yours.
Yes, sir. This is KDAGIN. Over.
Okay, I think I got it. KD8DRN. Must be a fairly new call sign there. Well, anyway, thanks again for the comeback. You have a great day. And this is KC9YI. I'll be clear.
In 8 lands, he's been on the Kilo Echo calls in the 2x3s for quite a while. So I would say his Kilo Delta 8 Victor is probably at least 3 or 4 years old. KC9YI from Whiskey 8, Romeo Papa Mike.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Fox Mike. Did I talk to you this afternoon? This is KC9YI. I'm not quite sure. Nice strong signal coming into the repeater. Name here is Scott, by the way. Sierra Charlie Oscar Tango Tango. And, it's you know, I still consider a few years being a pretty new ham there. I guess I've been playing on the radio for a while, and you must be too, over.
Yeah, I think it's 47 or 48 years for me. I was first licensed in 77, so. And my call sign, although Vanity, is pretty much a natural draw, it was a 2x3, and when Vanity came along, I just dropped the Whiskey Delta, I just dropped the D and kept it as the 1x3, but. And Scott, my name is Ron Arbert, Oscar November, and my call is Whiskey 8, Revolutions Per Minute, Romeo Papa Mike. I'm not sure if that's what you heard or repeated back to me. And no, this is the first time I've been on the radio today, really. I was in meetings all day, most of the day, in Petoskey. But I have a question for you. First off, there's some controversy as to where Lake Michigan stops and where Lake Huron starts. And the generally accepted modern answer is that it's the bridge, that anything east of the bridge is Lake Huron and anything west of the bridge is Lake Michigan. But I don't know if that's totally true. There might be some controversy to go with that. But my other question is, what repeater are you on? I heard you say the Monroe, and I thought the Monroe was 7-4. Makes me think you're on the 7-4. Is that right?
Yeah, are they all linked up here? I don't know. Yeah, I was talking about a different Monroe. Monroe, Wisconsin is where I'm from. And, yeah, we got licensed pretty close. I had a witch doctor call years ago. And I think it's about 47 years. It might be. Anyway, it was May of 1977 that I first got my novice ticket. And it sounds good. It sounds like we're pretty close at about the same time getting into the hobby. And interesting about the, yeah, I was wondering about that, which is Huron, which is Michigan, which is Superior, and they kind of seem to all come together around here. But, Superior would be up by Sault Ste. Marie, wouldn't it? So there were, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I guess I'm looking at Lake Huron then, because I'm on the east side of the Mack Bridge. This is KC9YI.
Okay, so, yeah, Monroe, Wisconsin. You know, you have a Sheboygan in Wisconsin, only you spell it with an S. So many of the repeaters up here are linked. The Sault Ste. Marie repeater that the other gentleman, the KD8 station, was on. That repeater, I believe, is linked with All-Star into the Northern Michigan network. I could be mistaken, but, you know, and I think he was just weak into the repeater. Many, many stations on that repeater are full colliding into our network, and I think it's an All-Star connection. But the 674 repeater, which is in the directories as Sheboygan, is actually about 12, 13 miles south of town on the east shore of Mullet Lake. There is a repeater right in Mackinac City. It's the 14511. And it is also on this same network, along with the 6.70 in Mayo and the 5.19 in Petoskey.
Boy, with all that being linked there, I probably keying too fast. And we have some linked systems in Wisconsin, too, but I didn't realize that was all going on. It's been a long time since I've been in Mackinac City here. I'm real close to that icebreaker. I'm just down, you know, along the shore. In fact, I can look at it right here. So I don't know. I'm on the 145-110, and that's the same frequency as our Monroe, Wisconsin repeater is on. And I'm kind of involved with that a little bit. But we don't have it linked with anything. We got it on a radio station tower, and not in a real high populated ham location there, so we're lucky to have any kind of repeater.
Okay, so you are on your closest repeater. You very likely could hit 674, especially if you're on a second or third story, but you're absolutely full quieting. So the repeater you're on is W8AGB, and the history behind the call sign WAGB is the icebreakers. I think it was WAGB 11 or WAGB 13 or 73 or 83 or I don't know. But it was WAGB, and that's why this repeater is W8AGB. So I'm sure there are repeaters that we're missing. Occasionally there's a Traverse City repeater that's linked into this network. You know, it is basically All-Star based. The connectivity is All-Star, so anybody can pretty much dial it in. Monroe, Michigan, I believe, is 672. Or, I'm sorry, 674. Well, it's one of them. It's either 72 or 74. I don't remember. I never lived there. My brother lived there. He was not a ham, but I spent a lot of time down in Monroe over the years. And we're a Northern Michigan transplant here about 7 or 8 years ago. I moved up from Novi. was pretty active in a number of the groups down there. There's still a group called Radar, W-R-A-D-A-R, of which I'm a founding member, and we manage 13 different repeaters that are currently on the air, everything from, you know, occasionally 10 meters and 6 meters, but 2 meters VHF, 900, and 1.2. So, and All-Star is a wonderful thing because I can monitor it and play with it from up here. KC9YI from WHRPM Mobile, near Sheboygan.
W8RPM, this is KC9YI. Okay, very good, Ron. Wow, thanks for all the info on that. Wow, you guys have been busy up here. Like I say, it's been quite a... Wait a minute. Oh, okay. I forgot which VFO I was on. Anyway, you guys have done a lot since I've been here. We were up here... Oh, man. It's just funny how the years go by so fast. Maybe it has been as much as 10 years. I don't remember all these repeaters being linked at that time. In fact, I don't remember really making any contacts on up here to speak of. Of course, we were down way down the below, and I think I might have tried this one if it was on the air at that time. Just because, like I say, it's the same frequency that's in our local repeater. So, anyway, now, is it on one of these hills that you've got around here, or water tower, or where's the antenna?
Well, at the moment, I can't say with certainty. It actually used to be located on the icebreaker itself, but I understand that it moved to a commercial tower somewhere there in town. I'm not familiar with where.
Well, it sure must be awful close here, Ron. I don't know. I'm looking over at the icebreaker museum there. I think we might have gone through that years ago. I don't know how long it's been here, but... kind of hard, lost some track on it because we've up in Lake or up at Superior, Wisconsin. There was a ship that was dry docked there too. That was some kind of icebreaker, I thought, but I'm not sure what kind of. It's been a long time since I've been in Superior now. But there's a nice big water tower with a whole bunch of antennas on over there. Of course, they might be all cell tower stuff. But anyway, yeah, I was going to say, you know, when that guy came back to me, I was, wow, you got quite an area that this thing covers. So I was kind of amazed that, you know, the repeater was, you know, getting out that far. And I heard it coming into town. I happened to have my radio scanning, and it you know, dropped onto the 110 frequency, so I knew it was active. This is KC9YI.
Okay, very good. I intentionally gave it a minute just to see if anybody else wanted in here, but apparently not. So, yeah, like I said, I knew for a fact that it was on that icebreaker for a good long time when it first went up. Adam put it up there. It was, you know, it was based in the radio room there. But I thought it moved, so I can't tell you where it is at the moment. But yeah, the linking is fairly recent. I would say within the past couple of years, the county abandoned a couple towers when they went to the state system and abandoned the VHF simulcast. We were able to take over some of those towers and keep them for ham use. There's an active bunch of guys up here, you know, not so much me, but a bunch of younger guys involved in the search and rescue and the Aries Racies kind of stuff. So I'm getting a little old for all that, and I, you know, you and I sound like we're probably the same age. I think I was 17 when I got my first license.
Yeah, I was 19 going on to 20, and so Yeah, I know. I was EC in our county for a while, probably about 5 years, and we have a real small county, though. So lucky to get somebody to take it. But, of course, we get our share of tornadoes down there. And tornadoes and ice storms are our worst, I think, calamities usually. But anyway, I still belong to Aries Races, but I'm 67 now and, you know, kind of retired. I farmed when I was in my young youth for 20 years. I farmed on a family farm and raised beef cattle, and then I got into milk testing. Of course, being from Wisconsin, you know, we have a lot of cheese and milk and stuff, especially in the county that I'm from, down in the extreme south central part of the state by the Illinois-Wisconsin border. So I did that for about 18 years, and then kind of as a semi-retirement job, the last few years I worked for the city of Monroe in the park and rec, but just recently completely retired and became a professional bum. This is KC9YI.
You were talking about the door and the tourist opportunities over there. You know, one of our best trips ever, probably 6-8 years ago, you know, we took the Badger across and then went all the way up the door, and we accidentally stumbled across the ferry for Washington Island. We went to Washington Island, spent the night there perfectly and completely on a lark, you know, spontaneous. Got to see the lavender farms. It wasn't until after I'd left that I realized that very famous ham, whose name escapes me, had this humongous station there with all his collection. Had I known, I certainly would have sought him out and tried to get a tour, but he's since passed on. But very, very nice area. You know, we were very impressed with everything up there, all the little towns and touristy kind of things, but, you know, right up our alley, meant for old people to meander through at a leisurely pace, and that's exactly what we did. And then we came back through across the UP down Route 2 and then back south across the bridge. It was a great trip.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like a wonderful trip. Yeah, we try to get up to Door County at least once a year. It's about a six-hour drive from our home to get up to, like, Sister Bay, you know, get up the peninsula ways. And, the Lavender Farms is a favorite for my wife. And I don't know, you could have maybe, I know George, or I was at his place before he passed away, quite a ham. His collection was unbelievable. I mean, he had rooms of, you know, like for Collins, and then what was some of the other. I mean, he actually had rooms of radios for each, you know, different kind of make, you know, Drake, and I don't know what happened to his collection then, and really felt bad when I heard that he passed away. I think it's called W9EVT or something in that order. But he was in QST, I think, at least once interviewed, and his station was I think, even on the cover of one of the QSTs. And, he was quite a guy. But anyway, there is another island, Rock Island, which is above Washington Island, is you can take a passenger ferry over like this here. I don't know if you can take. You can't really drive vehicles over in the island here, I don't think. But anyway, it's a small passenger ferry, and there's a state park over there and a lighthouse you can walk up to and stuff. And it used to be owned by some rich guy. And he apparently his family gave it to the state, and they have a nice state park there. This is KC9YI.
Well, Scott, I think I heard you say you're here another day or so. We're happy to have you, happy to take your tourist dollars. And really, you're just sort of repatriating some of ours from our Wisconsin trips. cautiously optimistic about the Badger. I know they had their problems with the dock last year, cut their season short, and they had some electrical issues that kind of got them stranded out in the middle of the lake for a couple hours this year early on, and really had me concerned because that thing really is a national treasure, and I'd hate to see anything happen to it. But all right, sir. Well, enjoy the rest of your trip, and I'm actually where I got to be. So I have a couple stops to make here in town before I head back south to the south end of Sheboygan County where I live. But it was great hearing from you and talking to you, and maybe we'll see you on HF. Yes, George, I remember now. And yes, I think he was on the cover. I don't know if it was QST, but it was something. I certainly remember seeing it. And I couldn't, couldn't believe that I was right there and didn't know. Hopefully that stuff's in a museum somewhere, because that certainly is where it all belongs. Listening for a final, sir. Enjoy your trip. Safe travels home, and have fun while you're here. Hopefully we can keep the weather nice for you until you head back home. KC9YI 73 from P8 Romeo Papa Mike.
Okay, real good, Ron. Well, thanks for the very nice chat. And yeah, you used to have to kind of make an appointment with him. He loved to have visitors, but you know, you may have usually called ahead to see if he was up for visitors and stuff. And he'd talk to you all day with if you let him. And then I set up a schedule with him and worked him then so I could make an official QSL card with him when I got back home. And but anyway, yeah, he was quite a guy, and he certainly had the radios and towers too. He had a really nice. I don't know if there was more than one tower or just what the deal was. I didn't pay that much attention, but it was a big, heavy tower because, you know, Washington Island gets some pretty rough weather. And he had the day I talked to him, you know, when I set up a skid, he was running on a generator because they had a storm up there, and he quite often would lose electrical power. So he had a backup system there quite a bit. So quite a guy to talk with, that's for sure. Gonna miss him. Anyway, you take care, Ron. Drive safely, and we'll try to do the same thing. And thanks for coming back to me tonight. It's always fun to talk with hams, and maybe we'll catch you on 75 or something on HF one of these days. I don't know when you operate. I usually operate more towards the evenings than in the morning, but I know a lot of guys get on like mid-cars and stuff on 40 meters. But anyway, we'll certainly, that's an easier call to remember. W8 RPM, this is KC9YI. I hope I got it right there. Anyway, catch you later there, Ron. This is KC9YI. I'll be clear.
HRRM, Gaylord. W8RRM, listening.
W8RRM, this is KC9YI. Good afternoon.
Guy, that call sounds familiar. You live up there in the Sioux and got a foot tower or something?
No, that must be another YI. There's a few of us YIs around, but anyway. Name here is Scott, Sierra Charlie Oscar Tango Tango, and my home QTH is Monroe, Wisconsin, which is about 50 miles south of Madison, Wisconsin. And you said you're Gaylord, is it?
Yes, sir. I'm in Gaylord, Michigan, about all south of the Mackinac Bridge. Jeepers, I never talked to Wisconsin before. Thank you.
Well, I'm kind of operating portable and with an HT, looking at the icebreaker from our motel room here, so I'm sorry I can't be DX for you. I'm portable DX.
Oh, okay. You're over here in Michigan talking portable. Okay, I got you. That's okay. That's fine. a Sheboygan tower does a pretty good job. I'm about 60, 70 miles away to Crow Flies from it, I think, and it's a pretty good repeater.
Well, this seems to be an awesome linked system. We've got a couple linked systems in Wisconsin, maybe three of them. But I'm very, very impressed because I haven't been up here since, maybe it's been 10 years already. I don't know. The years go by so doggone fast. And at that time, I think this repeater was on the air, but I didn't get anybody on it. And so I've been really amazed at how much activity is on there. And, of course, those linked systems really help with that sort of thing. I mean, you really get quite a range with them.
Well, I'm shocked that I could get into the Sheboygan room, to be honest with you, because I had to move off my ranch into an apartment fella, and all I got is a J-pole in my apartment bolted on the wall, but I do have to crank the 2 meter up to a watch to get to it, Roger.
Oh, real good. Yeah, maybe there's some conditions tonight. I mean, this certainly is the time of the year for it. And I know you guys along the lakes here probably get even more of that sort of thing than we do inland. Back home where I live, last year we had a really, really good opening. On sideband, I got down into Missouri from my location there in southern Wisconsin. And worked some stations east of me. I'm trying to think if it was Pennsylvania or. But most of the time, you have to think that this little HT that I'm using. That if you had an HT and we weren't going through a system, we'd be lucky to get 3 miles out of it. So these repeaters sure help things out.
Oh, the repeaters make all the difference in. I got one of these real old ancient Kenwood radios. It's a PS711. It's an old, it's got sideband in it, too. When I was on my ranch about 10 miles northeast of here, a time I got some over in Green Bay and sideband wasn't any repeaters or anything. We had some QSO ago, but I can't get across the lake now with this J-pole in my apartment. That's why I'm shocked that it even got up to Sheboygan. But that's okay. I'll take it. I enjoy it.
Well, you don't want to sell a J-pole short. I tell you, I've got one up for, I do a little packet radio yet, and just for an extra antenna, I've got a J-pole up on, it's only up about 20 feet, but I'm surprised I can get anywhere with it. And it works. I'm surprised how well it actually radiates. For a vertical antenna, it's just I've had some commercial antennas before. The J-pole seems to beat them. It's just amazing. Maybe I found the right spot though to put it up. I don't know what the deal is, but anyway, I'm real happy with my J-pole. But what I use on 2 meters, I don't have anything for 440, but I've got just a 10-element twist beam. It's got 10 elements for vertical and 10 elements for horizontal on 2 meters, and it's on top of the garage is all. But it's fun to play on sideband this time of year, especially when there's like a heat wave or something. It seems like, and then some hurricanes coming up the East Coast and stuff. It's just amazing. Sometimes I'll hear the 145, 110 down in Dayton, Ohio, from my home there in Monroe, Wisconsin.
W8RRM for ID. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of radio. I miss not being up on my ranch. I made an investment a bunch of years ago before I got sick and had to move off my ranch. And if it ever hits, I'll buy me another place out in the woods. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't be a bit afraid to put one of these J-poles up to 100, 150. I think they're better than most of the display antennas you can buy for 2 meter anyway. I'm really impressed on well, it's about the bottom of it's maybe 3.5 foot off the ground, and that's it. And so I'm totally sold on this copper J pole. I can't give it enough credit, Roger.
See if I can remember your call here. W8RRM, this is KC9YI. And yeah, no, it's there's a guy, well, we were talking about Aries Reese's before, but there's a guy in Wisconsin that makes these homemade J-poles. And I bought a couple of them. One when he first started making them. He made one that you can break apart. It's all jointed, you know. You can. It's really good to carry. Makes a real good emergency vertical antenna. And like you say, you don't have to have them up that high. And if you did put them up that high, they're just really efficient. They seem to get that signal out, very little loss. They really have impressed me over the years.
I can't remember the guy's call that I bought it from, but he was in Wisconsin. This QSL card here somewhere. I'll have to look it up and find out who he was. But he was a relatively young man from looking at his picture. I think probably maybe 50-ish, maybe quite a bit younger than me, but hey, I don't care. I made a selection buying his antenna from. Like I said, I can't compliment it enough. I can imagine how good it would work if it was up 100 foot. It'd really be fantastic. So, for sure, if I ever get back out in the woods, that's all I'll have is J-pole up in the air, Roger.
Oh, absolutely. This is KC9YI for ID. I bet it's the same guy. I'm trying to think of his name. I think he's got a KV9 call. And, I used to go to Aries Racy's meetings with him. Can't remember what town he's from. But he was very, very much involved with Aries Racy's. And he made these, you know, primarily at first just as an emergency 2-meter type antenna that you could just stick up anywhere and get some range out of it, and I'm just amazed at how well they worked. I've had some Cushcraft verticals and stuff, and didn't get near the results that I got from that J-pole.
Well, okay, if you got a pencil, this is Kilo Bravo 9 Victor Bravo. If he's got his, I just found his card. Paul Wisconsin on Arthur Street. Anyway, named Michael Martins. So if you ever bump into him, you know, one very good satisfied customer ever sent him anything on a computer. I probably ought to have his email address. Yep, his email address is on here. I'll have to send him a thank you sign. But I couldn't compliment it enough. I think he's the same guy you're thinking of, ain't he?
Yep, absolutely. He's the same guy. Yeah, he's a very nice fella. I've talked to him a couple times, and you're not the only satisfied customer. He's got a lot of good reports. He usually goes to a lot of the ham fests. Of course, that was before COVID. Some of them aren't going anymore. We had one in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which was by Milwaukee, that I used to always go to. And you used to always see him at a lot of the ham fests, the local ham fests in Wisconsin. And he just started building those things out of that copper tubing. And just as I think it's just as a little project, and oh my gosh, he gets orders from all over for that thing.
Well, I'm so impressed with it, buddy. If I ever get back out in the woods again, probably make me one for 40 meters out of ladder line. I think that'd be pretty cool. Throw it up on top of a tree and angle, you know. That'd be a pretty good one, I'll tell you. If it works anything this one for 2 meters, a 40-meter one would be fantastic up in the tree, you know what?
I even thought of 6 meters. I don't have anything very good for six. I've got a multi-band antenna that I use. Unfortunately, I'm limited for space, too. I do have a yard, but it's like a postage stamp, and it's a town yard. When I was young, I lived out in the country and had a pretty nice antenna farm, but I'm pretty limited now where I live, but... You know, I still get some antennas up, and I've got G5RV for 80, and I made a twin lead Marconi for 160, but it doesn't work all that great, and plus the band's 160 the last couple of years have been pretty dismal.
This is W8RRM for ID. I like that 160. I'm a bag chewer from there. Used to hang out on 19 when I was out on my ranch. We had 15, 20 of us that hung out there 10, 15 years ago. And now and then on field day, even when we at our club, I'll get on 160 meters and find a couple guys down around 1958, I think it was, somewhere around there. There's still good old friendly rag chew in 1919. I just love the hell out of it. I think myself, you couldn't find better people to chew with than, you know, on 160 meters. What I use up there was Carolina Windham. I only used it on 160 meters, but Jesus, that thing talked good. I had it about 100 foot up in there, and it really worked fantastic.
W8RRM from KC9YI. Yeah, real good, real good. Yeah, I used to listen to some of those guys. I don't know, I just recently retired, so I've become a lot more active than I used to be, we'll put it that way. But I always usually had some kind of antenna up for 160, and I think I do remember those guys on 1919. I didn't get on there a lot. I'd listen probably more than I talked. We get on 1933, this group that I'm with, like I say, we haven't had very good luck. We've been going into 75 meters a little bit more on 37, 33. We've been having better luck there. But usually on Friday and Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, or Central Daylight Savings Time, or whatever, anyway, Central Time, that's when we usually kind of get on there. So... I don't know if you got anything. If you're in an apartment, I imagine you're pretty limited to what you got there, whether you got anything for HF. But, it's fun to talk to the areas here. I like getting on some of those bands. And, of course, they always said 160 was the gentleman's band, and I think it is. It's usually you don't hear too bad of stuff on there. But I work quite a bit of CW too. I'm not a good CW operator, but I've been more apt to be on CW than phone.
Yeah, I'm on for CW. How come it took me so long to get my tech license? No, but I think I've been on the air now almost 20 years, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I know 7 meters, they got too many people up there. All they do is brag about their radio equipment, and I look at it like this. If I could hook a cow's horn and talk through it, talk to people, I'd be happy, so I'm not one for bragging about radio equipment. We're going to have a swap meet down here on the 28th of September at the Columbus Hall, our guest swap meet. I'm taking all my stuff that I put in storage. It's all brand new damn near it, but I haven't been able to use it because I wasn't in my apartment. I'm going to take every bit of it and sell it and buy my radio. Of course, I got a few that are about 10 technology. I'm thinking I might buy me an Icon 3300, that's much newer technology than what I have. My 1HF rig is a Yaesu FT1200, which I love the hell out of. I thought about putting it in my truck, but it's too big to pick up. I can't do HF out of my apartment because there's just way too much noise. We can get rid of it. We've tried. And I just can't get HF out of my apartment. So I'm going to sell everything I have and buy me an Icon, put it in my pickup, and drive a couple of miles to play HF radio, Roger.
Real good. Yeah, that FT1200 is a nice rig. I never had one, but it sounds like you had some nice rigs there. I'm also kind of a little bit into vintage sideband. We have a vintage sideband that I should say this group does, because I'm not that big of a member, but I do like to check in with my original radio that I got started with years ago. I've got Yaesu Twins, and they look for equipment that's probably before 1980. They always talk about having a rotary band switch as a criteria, and of course my Twins are hybrid radios. They're mostly solid state, but they've got a pair of finals that are tubes, and then a drive tube. And so anyway, they qualify in this club's criteria as being vintage. So I kind of got going with that. I had a TS-520 for a while, but I couldn't get it to work on 75 meters, so I gave it to some other ham to let him try to get it to go. But I had it on 40. It worked pretty good on 40 meters. This is KC9YI.
W8RRM here. Yeah, I ran an old TS-940 for a long time that I really loved. I loved it so much I the money to send big old heavy ox all the way to California to NRAD back and put all their filters in it. And when I got that back, I'll tell you what, that was the sweetest radio I ever had. I mean, some be 2 or 3 kilohertz away from me and you almost couldn't hear them. That's how it was when they got done with it. Fantastic job on that old TS-940. Then I sold it to a so-called friend of mine, which I had a problem with it and couldn't figure it out. It's across country. So he got it and fixed it in about a half an hour. Now he's still got it. So I kind of let myself get screwed that good. But that's all right, because FTDX 1200 did a real good job when I had it. For what I was going time driving my 18-wheeler, and some of them radios are just too big to put in the Peterbilt. So in the Peterbilt, I always ran my TS-480 100 watt that I had, and I had my TS-480 100 watt in a one-ton dually. But, yep, there's nothing better than playing radio, especially on 1919. You ought to get your butt back up there and enjoy it again.
Yeah, I don't think the guys know me, but I'll have to try to tune in that frequency a little bit more. Like I say, we're on 1933 on Friday and Sunday nights, but I think I have heard guys on there. And then it seems like down a little bit lower, there's some that come in usually pretty good. Is there 1905 or somewhere in that area? There was a group that occasionally I would check into. They had, I think, like a little net or something. But enjoy getting on there too. I've got an FT991A that I just got a couple years ago, and I'm having fun with that. I sometimes take it portable, and it's a nice little radio, and I play with it at my home a little bit too, but it's a radio that has 2 meter sideband on it, so I've got a Mirage amplifier, and so I can usually run about 125 watts with that unit, with the amplifier. Always, it's a 45-50 watt rig on 2 meters. So anyway, that's my newest radio. Always, my main radio is an FT950 with the data management unit on it too, and I really enjoy that setup. I've had that over 10 years, and I bought that when I was still working, and was getting a lot of overtime at the time, and decided to enjoy some of it, so I splurged a little bit with that, but yeah, the 940 was a really nice rig. At that time, I bought a FT-767 GX Yaesu, and I really liked that radio as well, but that one kind of conked out on me. The power supply went. This is KC9YI.
KC91Y, I can't remember here. I'm not good. I got to get used to writing them down. I'm getting hard at hearing, too. I can't get out of my right ear. But anyway, this is W8RRM again. Yeah, them old radios are pretty good, you know. They're really good talkers. The technology they got nowadays, I keep thinking, if they got all this technology, why can't they make a good radio that get rid of all the noise? Right here in Gaylord, Michigan, you get anywhere close to the center of town, no radio works. There's just so much mad noise around here. It really does suck. But it is what it is. So I'll sell everything I got and put some stuff in the pickup truck and go to the college, sitting there parking place stuff. I know they're buying some mobile antennas now for $160 also, which they didn't make 10 or 15 years ago. I'm about getting one of them and trying it. I'm going to buy those Shark ham sticks for 40 and 75 meters for the pickup truck. Probably one for 15 or 17, there for 20. And if I can find a good one that I might like for 160 meters, I'll get back on 160 also. But yeah, there was a group down there around 905. I think they hung out. I think most of them live down in the Toledo, Ohio area, I believe. And there's some guys around 1956 that were up in Northern Ontario, pretty good to get with. There are people there between 1900 and 1960. You can usually find somebody up there to chat with. I'm sure they'll still be around.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially in the winter time, of course. The activity level comes up. But like I say, the solar flux was over 300 today. Somebody texted me about how the conditions. Of course, he's going crazy. He's working. I think DX, like you wouldn't believe right now. But I think the CME is supposed to hit. I don't know. We might be. I'm going to be watching for the aurora because there's supposed to be. I think a geomagnetic storm in a couple days now, and we're going to be down in Door County, and there's some good areas there that you can hopefully see the aurora. So I've got my fingers crossed. Of course, tonight it's kind of cloudy, but the K and A indexes are real low right now. But anyway, there's certainly been a tremendous amount of solar activity. I mean, solar flux is over 300. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot, and even over 200. So anyway, the old sun is just going berserk up there. So anyway, 160 is kind of tough right now to get anyway. We've been trying a little bit. Of course, with this time of year, you get all those QRN and everything. So anyway, well, I think I better let you go here. I've tied up this system for probably too long, but I sure enjoyed it, and I'm glad the guys let me in here and got some real nice contacts here. I'll certainly remember this for some time, getting this much activity out of my HT. don't do that too much back home. So got her warmed up anyway. W8RRM, this is KC9YI.
KCY9Y, I think. I'm not remembering that stuff anyway. W8RM. I really appreciate you. I love to read y'all. Our frequency down here is the only machine, and hardly anybody uses it anymore. Once I get into the Sheboygan Tower, I start getting up there. Today I talked to it from the Sault Ste. Marie that lived in the Sioux somewhere, and he was getting into our repeater here in Gaylord. Had one hell of a base station, I'll tell you. The summertime, you're right, 160 meters can be atrocious. I mean, you can hear static crashes in Hawaii, 10, 20 dB noise level, but in the wintertime, it comes right down. And sir, we'll catch you again. This is the RRM.
73, and nice to talk with you. Thank you for a very nice cue. So we'll look for you maybe some other time on maybe you'll get something going there from HF. Anyway, talk to you later. This is KC9YI. I'll be clear.
KCY9YI, thank you very much again. Appreciate it. We'll see you again, I'm sure. W8RRM.
KC9YI, KO4IPV, signal check.
KO4IBA, is it? This is KC9YI. You're coming in loud and clear and on my radio through the 145-110 repeater here in, I guess this is Mackinac City. name here is Scott. Over.
KC9YI, I got you loud and clear. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Victor. KO4IPV. I'm just about south of Charlevoix, Michigan here, traveling up from Florida, testing out my handheld with a external antenna. And you say I'm coming in fine, and what was your 20 again?
Yeah, I'm at a motel here in Mackinac City, Michigan, which is or is it Mackinac? I never remember which is, there's Mackinac Island or Mackinac Island. I don't know. It has to do between the French and the English. That's all I remember. But I'm in the Straits of the Straits here that between Lake Huron and Lake Michigan, and Lake Superior is to my north.
Very good, very good. The handle here is Angelo, and I got you loud and clear. I'm surprised. You're quite a ways from me, and I believe it's called Mackinac. I've been there many times, a very nice place, and you're coming in loud and clear. I'm just shocked. I must be up on a very high hill here. To get that distance. I'm tuned into the Petoskey repeater.
Yeah, this is quite a remarkable system here, that's for sure. It's amazing. I think I know where you are. We took a Michigan trip here a while back. That's north of Traverse City, isn't it?
That's affirmative. I'm about an hour and a half north of Traverse City. And great, beautiful area here. If you ever get to Charlevoix, check it out. Great place to visit.
Yeah, I have to say that Michigan is just a beautiful state. I don't know why I don't get over to Michigan more often. We have made a few trips over here, but it's really a lot of nice places to visit.
Well, are you going over to the island? That's a place you got to see. Mackinac Island?
Yep, that's our plan for tomorrow. And I had a candy apple tonight, but yeah, we'll have to probably get some fudge over there, that's for sure. Even though they've got a lot of fudge places here, that's probably the same thing. But yeah, no, it's just a beautiful evening. I'm standing on my balcony here, and just a beautiful evening. But yeah, sometimes you said Petoskey. I think we sometimes get conditions. Seems to me like a friend of mine down in southern Wisconsin, the band opened up and he was talking to somebody in Petoskey on one of the repeaters. What frequency is that on, do you know? And name here, by the way, is Scott, and this is KC9YI.
Yeah, let me look that up again. I just programmed it into the radio. It's 145.190 Petoskey, it says. WHCCE is the repeater. That's 145.190.
Yeah, real good. I remember him talking to some lady in that area. Now, of course, I'm sure you probably have more than one repeater there, and it's real close. This frequency that I'm on is 145.110, and I happen to have that programmed into my rig, not necessarily this PL, but that's our frequency on our Monroe, Wisconsin repeater, so that's how I kind of found this. I had my my radio scanning there when we were driving today, and picked up the repeater here, and that's where I all of a sudden hanging out because of you know, similar frequencies. I'm used to that. So anyway, I gotta get off of here before I burn up my HT. But very nice chatting with you. You have a fantastic vacation, and certainly the weather here in Michigan. Probably got the weather beat down in Florida quite handily. And, of course, the reverse is going to be, if we talk to you this winter, we'll want to be down in Florida. But this has just been great here. It's just such a pleasant temperature and really some nice weather that we've had. So anyway, this is KC9YI. Over to you for a final, and I think I'm going to pull the switch on this one. So anyway, have a good vacation.
Yeah, you got that right, exactly. Okay, yeah, I see you on the repeater book. I see your repeater. You're 42.5 miles from me. I thought it was farther than that, to tell you the truth. But have a great time, and thanks for the comeback. I appreciate it. KC9YI, KO4IPV, will be standing by.
Yo, this is W8RRM down here in Gaylord looking beyond tonight.
Attention all stations. Please stand by for the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Weekly Met starting at 9 o'clock p.m. local time. This is KE8VUK. Good evening. This is Andrew, KE8VUK, calling up the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Weekly Net. This is a directed net meeting every Thursday at 2100 hours local time on the various link repeaters and via AllStar and Echolink. All stations are invited to check in. The purpose of this net is to provide information and coordination concerning the activities of the Northern Michigan OXCOM organizations across Districts 7 and 8. The net is also intended to serve as a weekly emergency operations training session and a weekly test of communications equipment. All stations stand by for check-in. When checking in, start with your call sign, name, and location. Also, say if you have any announcements or information for the net. Please use the phonetic alphabet for your call sign when checking in. Also, remember to speak slowly. I cannot write as fast as you can speak. Be advised that stations with emergency traffic may break in at any time. Our first standby will be for stations holding emergency traffic for the net. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. We are now taking check-ins for short-time, portable, or mobile stations. Please call now.
This is 2-0-8-6-6 in November. That's Jamie and Luke. Over.
Kilo, Charlie, 9, Yankee, India. Scott, portable in Mackinac City, Michigan.
All right, I got Kilo Delta 8, Victor Delta November. You were deep in the weeds. I could barely make out your call sign, so I may have gotten that wrong. And then I got Kilo Charlie 9, something Victor, or Yankee India. Excuse me, I can't read my handwriting. If either of those were incorrect, can you please correct me on that? Over.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor India November. Jamie and Luke, over.
All right, I got the correction there. Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. It sounds a little bit better, so, yeah, all right. And do we have any other portable, short-time, or mobile stations? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey, short-time.
All right, I got Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey in a short time. Is there anybody else, short time, portable, or mobile? All right, no other stations heard. I guess we'll go to the top of our short time list here real quick. Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. You're up, and on deck we have KC9, Yankee, India.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. Station is just east of Murray Mine Road, Oswego County and Mount Mercy County Mine. And I was talking to like three people today on the AMLRN, and I have no traffic. Over.
All right. I don't know if it's something in the link system itself or something in maybe my radio, but I'm getting a ton of distortion on your signal still. I can barely make you out, and I got most of the gist of what you're saying, but there isn't, it's hard to parse. So I don't know where the distortion might be coming from, but and I hope it's not my rig, because then we'd have some problems if I'm supposed to be in that control tonight. So, yeah, if you have anything else you want to say, go ahead.
This is 38VIN. The weather here is overcast. And I'm just filming with the dog. Over.
All right, well, I got your overcast, and that time it was way better, so I don't know if you moved over or something, but that time you were legible. I heard you had overcast weather, and you were hanging out with the dogs, so, yep, thanks for checking in with us tonight, and good luck keeping the dogs in line, 73s. All right, next on the list, we have KC9, Yankee, India. And then on deck, KE8FJW. All right, I don't know what that was. I don't know, I could barely make out. I got your call sign, but that was about it. You were very quiet all of a sudden. I don't think it's my radio because the repeater itself is coming in fine. Can you try again, please? Over.
Okay, we'll try it one more time. This is KC9YI, Kilo Charlie 9 Yankee India. Name is Scott. I'm located in Mackinac City, operating an HT from a hotel room, and looking at the icebreaker ship there, and that's about all the traffic I've got. I don't know. Maybe I have a tendency sometimes to cover up that little microphone hole, but anyway, maybe my batteries are getting down. This is KC9YI, back to net.
Yeah. KC9YI, yeah, it sounded much better that time. Full volume, full quieting the repeater. It went back to normal. I think, yeah, you probably just had your hand in front of the microphone there. And also, if you're operating a Baofeng, I know those are notorious for if you're more than, like, you have to be practically eating the mic for it to pick you up. So, if you have a Baofeng, that might be the issue. I know that was my issue when I was first starting out. But yeah, thanks for the check-in tonight, and yeah, sounds like you got a good view of the icebreaker Mackinac there. So yeah, that sounds nice. Okay, up next on the list of shortcomers we have KE8FJW, and then we'll take a standby after that. Go ahead, Brad.
Good evening, Andy, and to the rest of the group here, and yeah, hey, very good. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It was pretty warm, actually. Nice overcast skies, and sprinkled on us, and it started raining. And so it's kind of a light rain outside right now. But I know it was a beautiful day. Didn't do a whole lot, so. All right, thank you for picking up the net, Andy, and yeah, we'll probably catch you next week.
And that, so say goodnight to everybody, and catch all your KE8FJW. KE8VUK returning. Yeah, Brad, it's always nice to hear you on the net tonight, or on Thursday like this. So, yeah, and I just remembered, I am planning on being up at the, the CCE group is holding their meeting up in St. Ignace this week because apparently you guys, there's one of the clubs up there needs help with their tower work or something. So we're doing the meeting up there that weekend, and I'm planning on going up there to help out with that. So maybe I'll catch you a bit sooner than a week from now. So, yeah. But other than that, I forgot what else I was going to say. So with that, I will say 73 to you, Brad, and give one more call for any more short-time portable or mobile stations. Any short-time portable or mobile stations, please call now.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India.
Net control, this is Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie.
All right, I picked up two more short-timers. I got Whiskey Charlie 9 India, and I got Whiskey 8 Victor Charlie Papa. Any other short timers? All right, nothing else heard. WC9I, take it away, and on deck we have W8VCP.
Okay, name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo in southwestern Arizona. Near the town of Roll. I just heard your net, and I thought I missed it, but then you asked again, so I thought I would check in. That's about it. WC9I.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave, and always nice to have you check in from Arizona there. How's the weather down there, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, beautiful day, beautiful day. We had a little bit of rain the night before, about 0.32, and it's cooled off. It's only 107 degrees today instead of 118, so nice day.
All right. Well, I don't mean to brag here, but we are currently sitting at about 70 degrees here in Sheboygan, Michigan. So, again, not envying the above 100 degree temperatures down there. So, yeah, well, thanks for checking in, and thanks for the weather report. We also had a beautiful day up here. It was mostly sunny today, so, yeah. All right, next on the list we have, if I can read my handwriting, WAVCP. My word, that's hard to say. You're up, and then we'll go ahead and move on to our regular timers after that. WAVCP, go ahead.
Okay, Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie. Down here in Royal Oak, 14 and Crooks, if you know where that is. If not, it's down in Royal Oak, you know, Detroit. And we're doing okay. We've had some monsoon rains down here. Backyard is flooded. So having lots of fun with retirement. Other than that, probably won't make the meeting Saturday. Dream Cruise is coming up, Woodward Dream Cruise is coming up a week from Saturday, and I volunteered to help with the ham radio organization there. So get to breathe in carbon monoxide. Woo-hoo. Look for upside-down van and goofy cars. Back to net, WAVPC.
All right, good to know I had it right the first time. Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie. I got it right. I got it that time. I'm going to be mixing that up for probably ever. But anyways, yeah, sounds fun. And it's understandable. I mean, it's understandable you're not being able to make it to the meeting. That's, I think things happen. And good luck with the thing next week. I thought I heard carbon monoxide was supposed to, was supposed to be bad for you, but maybe in small doses it's not as bad as they say, especially when you're surrounded by cool cars and stuff. So yeah, that sounds fun. All right, that brings us to the end of our showtime list. We're now going to start checking in regular base stations. Oh, actually, first, if I can remember to read my script. Now taking any stations on Echolink or the DMR patch or All-Star. I forgot we carved out a special spot for you folks. So if you're on Echolink or the DMR patch or All-Star or any of those digital modes that are linked in here, go ahead and call now. All right. Nothing heard on the Echolink or All-Star, so now we will be taking check-ins from regular base stations by area. Stations in the greater Grand Traverse and Leelanau area, please call now. Nothing heard. Stations in the Petoskey-Charlevoix area, please call now. Nothing heard from that group. Anybody in Mackinac City, Sheboygan, and Indian River areas, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Stations in the greater Mount and Horton Lake areas, please call now. Apparently everybody wanted to be short time tonight. Stations from District 8 or Canada, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any stations from anywhere else or anybody that I missed? Anybody anywhere, go ahead and call now. All right. Does anybody else have any announcements for the net or any other bits of traffic for the net? Call now.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, Indian November, calling Net Control, over.
Yeah, that last station. You want to give me your call sign a little bit slower? I can't write that fast.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. I just wanted to say good luck on your tower project there, over.
All right, well, thanks for that. That actually helps me segue right into the one announcement that I actually have for the tonight, that there is, in fact, the monthly meeting for the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett County Public Safety Communication Organization. Wow, I can't believe I got that the first try. This is coming Saturday, so in, not tomorrow, but the day after, so this is coming Saturday, the 10th, and we will be meeting in St. Ignace at the truck stop just off of, or on US 2, right there in St. Ignace, and if you need, if you don't have a way across the bridge, or if you need a carpool, get in touch with Chuck, N8NXP, or Dave, N8DWM. They said that they would be trying to organize a couple of carpools to get people across the bridge who don't want to drive across the bridge or who can't drive across the bridge for whatever reason. So, that's all I've got in terms of announcements for tonight. So I guess with that, I will go ahead and make a last call here for the net. This is going to be the last call because I didn't hear anybody from regular stations. So, last call for the net. If you want to check into the net, call now. All right, nobody else heard. So, with that, I would like to thank everyone for checking into our net tonight. If you would like information on our repeater network, please go to https://nmlrn.org. And this concludes the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Weekly Net. This is a directed net meeting every Thursday at 2100 hours local time on the various link repeaters and via All-Star and Echolink. We would like to thank all the repeater owners for being part of this network and for the use of their repeaters for this net. Tonight we had 1, 2, 3, 4, myself makes six check-ins, and we ran for approximately 26 minutes. I now return all the repeaters back to their normal use at 9:26 p.m. local time. 73 all, this is Kilo Echo 8, Victor Uniform Kilo, net control, and I'll be clear.
Virgil, you still out there, chicken? Anybody out there on frequency?
Kilo Charlie 9 Yankee India.
Kilo Charlie 9 Yankee India, KCA USA here out of Fruitville, Michigan, but currently at Mackinac Mill Creek. How you doing, sir, and how we sounding on HT?
Coming in loud and clear. Name here is Scott. I'm in Mackinac City in a motel using an HT also. And it was kind of sprinkling a little bit ago, but other than that, it's kind of a nice evening.
Yeah, Scott, nice to meet you, sir. Yep, about everybody knows me. I come up here every year. I missed last year because I had open-heart surgery, but we're up here this year, and I've already programmed 24 new radios in May 12 and June 12, and I program all the Mill Creek's radios, handle that in their repeater system, and have for several years. They've been coming up here since 77. KCA USA.
Nice call sign. KC9 USA. This is KC9YI, or KC8 USA, I should say. Give you a 9 call. Yeah, this is KC9YI. Yeah, name is Scott. I'm from south of Madison, Wisconsin. The town is called Monroe, And, yeah, certainly open heart surgery would be a good excuse to be tied up with that. So sounds like things went well. So that's good news.
Yeah, Scott, they went excellent. Actually, I went down to U of M this time. I had one done in 2004 and went to see the doc at U of M, Stephen Bowling, in 2007 because the new valve was leaking already. And first thing he said, I wish I would have done you. But he said, if you ever have any trouble, you come see me. I'll take care of you. Well, guess what? The valve started leaking real bad, so he yanked all that out and couldn't believe how I lived as long as I did with what was done as what he called very cobbled. First surgery was 7.5 hours. His surgery, he's done over 7,500. His surgery lasted 61 minutes. So he did it through the side and didn't bust my ribcage, so... He's a good man. I gotta give him a lot of credit. They treated me exceptionally well down there. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and they were very, very good to me.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service to the country. And, wow, it's quite an experience. And that's very encouraging that they can go through the side like that. I've known a number of people with the open heart surgery where, you know, there was a long recovery that, you know, they had to split everything apart and it took quite a while to heal back up again and a lot of discomfort and everything. So, well, it's just amazing what they can do nowadays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you look up Stephen Bowling, U of M. He's just an amazing individual. I was very fortunate. He's 67 years old, so. But I don't know if he'll ever retire because he bikes from his house to the heart surgery center at U of M, and he's in really, really good shape for his age. And I mean, he just treated me like a king. I mean, he really, really took a liking to me, and he liked the fact that he remembered me from 2007 when I went there after my first surgery that was done at in Fenton. Actually, not really Fenton, Michigan. It was Grand Blanc, and that was a heart surgery center, but. He told me the guy that did my first surgery was kicked out of the state of Michigan. So go figure. But yeah, once he got in there and saw everything, he yanked everything out and redid everything. And again, 61 minutes versus 7.5 hours. So, I mean, God bless him. He's a good man. But if you look him up, he does all kinds of seminars. He's the president of all kinds of different heart seminars, heart institutes, and all kinds of stuff. He flies all over the U.S., and then he goes for about a month overseas just to do heart surgery. So he's a very dedicated man, and he's a saint from God. That's all I can say. CCA USA.
KC8 USA, this is KC9YI. Well, that's fantastic. Oh, that's like you say, a miracle. And I don't know, we have a heart thing up in Madison. I think UW Health usually is involved with that, but I've never heard of you know, where they didn't have to open you completely up like that and be able to have those kind of good results. So, man, that's fantastic. Yeah, there's so many surgeries nowadays that they can do with small incisions, and just amazing the advances that have come about in the last few years. So, anyway, well, it's nice to make your acquaintance here. I just on the HT, and I'm getting the batteries worn down a little bit tonight. I worked a few other stations earlier this evening on this system, and very impressed. It covers quite an area.
Yeah, it's an excellent system. A super good friend of ours that we consider our son is N9KOP Cameron, and he was one of the originals to start quite an extensive repeater system, and it basically took off from there. But he's a good boy, good kid, and we really love him a ton. So, anyways, yeah, it's the only thing they did was, I think it was rib number 4, is they cut that rib, and he goes in through the side because it's less intensive on your body and everything. And then he basically, you go on, you know, on the automation, you know, heart-lung machine, and that he works your heart through, you know, the cavities and stuff, and does everything right there. So you're not even running on your own heart. You're running on the heart-lung machine, and then he pops that puppy back in there and gives it a kick start and checks out the flows and everything, and away you go. But yeah, when I had my one in 2004, I was much younger. I was only 50 years old then, and I actually mowed the lawn a week later. But this one took me much longer to recover. But I was in the hospital for 2 weeks because day one and two, I was doing excellent. Day three, I woke up and had aspiration pneumonia. So they threw me right back into ICU. Kept me off the respirator and medicated me and everything. They didn't want to put me, he says, I'm not putting him on the respirator. I don't want to lose him. So, again, they treated me like a king, medicated me and everything, and I got rid of that. 2 weeks later, I was home. So I went there on a Sunday and came home on a Sunday. So, but God bless him. That man was really, really good to me. KCA-USA.
Wow, that's quite an experience. Well, that is just terrific results that you got there, but boy, you started with heart problems really young there at 50 years old. So anyway, glad you're back and working on your radios there, and it was nice to make your acquaintance tonight. And thought I'd jump in there when you didn't get anybody to come back to you and let you know we're listening in here in Mackinac City. So, I'll turn it over to you for a final, and I'll say goodnight. About time. I was just about ready to brush my teeth and get ready for bed here. So, nice talking to you, and we'll look for you again. This is KC9YI. I'll be clear with KC8 USA.
Okay, Scott. Yep. Great meeting you, sir. You stay safe, healthy, and happy. And top of the evening to you. And enjoy your stay. It's a great city, great area. We live in Prudenville, Houghton Lake, Michigan. And been coming up here since, like I said, since 77. So. But, yeah, the only time I was in Wisconsin was Kenosha when I took a class in the 70s from Dynamatic, Dynamometers class for General Motors. So, but other than that, I've never been out of state between that. I went to Illinois once to pick up a custom-built trailer, and that was it. But, yeah, a lot of this... The hard thing is related to Agent Orange. So a lot of people that were exposed, I was a door gunner on a helicopter, and a lot of people that were exposed to Agent Orange have heart issues. So, but this heart's new.
It's strong, it's great, and all I can do is God bless and thank Stephen Bowling. So, again, great meeting you, sir. Stay safe, healthy, and happy, and we might talk again. Enjoy your stay, KC8 USA.